I thought Aaron Glenn's post-game press conference was excellent. I think he's very honest, and I think that, look, when you lose, we're all going to be annoyed. We're all going to be frustrated. So there isn't anything perfect that you can say after a game, but what you want is honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Here is just a little clip of something Aaron Glenn said, and in my opinion, what he has to do about it.
You will not be on the field with this team if you're going to cause us to lose games. You're going to cause issues like that. So we will get that addressed.
Okay. Well, let's address this then, Coach, before we get to the angry Giant fan calls. John Simpson committed a penalty. You're not going to cut him. He's one of your more reliable offensive linemen.
Yes, and they played well, especially in the run game.
1,000%. Quincy Williams had a really bad penalty in this game, but then he made up for it with a sack late against Aaron Rodgers, which in the moment you thought this could seal the victory. Xavier Gibson does nothing for this team other than kick and punt returns, and he put the ball in the ground in the worst possible spot. He has not developed into a wide receiver. So why is he here? So Aaron Glenn, I'm asking you, if you're going to back up your words, those tough words of if you're going to hurt us or not help us win, you ain't going to be here, then I expect Xavier Gibson to be cut today. And I don't mean to be so mean towards Xavier.
It's very callous.
Or callous to his family. But if Aaron Glenn is going to back up his words, explain to me how Xavier Gibson is still on the New York Jets.
Well,
You tell me. You tell me.
I thought you were actually asking Aaron Glenn to answer you, even though he's not on a mic anywhere.
I was expecting you to answer it for him.
So I will mime.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn. Xavier Gibson is a very talented athlete, a very talented player for us, and he is going to be a contributor for us as the season goes on. He made a mistake, and it will not happen again. That's how he's going to answer it.
Well,
if he was asked that question.
It's the wrong answer.
But that's how he's going to answer
it. Okay, but if you're going to talk.
He doesn't have a history with Xavier Gibson.
No, but we do. He's been here for 2 years, and he's useless.
Yeah,
and he just committed a fumble that basically cost him a game.
But good or bad, he has a clean slate with Aaron Glenn. Well, actually, it's not a clean slate.
Yeah.
It's soiled right now, but you know what I mean.
It's a very dirty slate
now. It's very dirty after week one, but that's the first X on the slate. So
no pun intended, since his name is Xavier.
Exactly.
All I will say about this is if you're going to have tough words, you better back it up. And to me, those words would mean Xavier Gibson gets caught for what happened yesterday at MetLife Stadium. Now let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Andrew is in Shirley. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Best show on the fan. Thanks for having me.
What's up, dude? Appreciate it. What's up?
I'm obviously livid, so I don't even know what to think as a Giants fan. And I feel like anybody who's looking at this today or even right after the game of calling for Russell Wilson to be benched or look how bad Russell Wilson played and all this stuff and he looks scared. It feels like you can only have that response if you started watching the Giants this year, because it's a rinse repeat of every single year of a myriad of different quarterbacks, obviously highlighted by Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he's on another team, all of a sudden you don't see that anymore. I know we have to wait for another few weeks, but it's so not shocking to me because I love the guy, but apparently shocking to everyone else. I don't want to start dark because I'm going to watch the same thing and then the kid's going to get broken. But I have a question for Tiki specifically. What goes into the preparation of week one specifically that the Giants keep falling short of every single year, especially on offense? I would say heavily on offense. But it's just so unprepared from a week one aspect every single year. It's just like I can't wrap my brain around it,
Well, Andrew, the simple answer is the inconsistency with the offensive line, because that has been the one constant, and we've talked about it ad nauseum, but it really isn't just that. If you go back three seasons ago in 2022, their opening game was great, right? They found a way to win it, went for two, got that first victory out of the way for Dabes and this new organization and staff, and it was a catalyst for that season. But I think in the subsequent years, it's been one of two things: bad luck and just the other team being significantly more talented, depth-wise, skill-wise, coaching, everything. But that I don't think that was the case today. or yesterday. I don't think that was the case with the Commanders. Yes, the O-line was inconsistent, but it also felt like so conservative, and you said boring, and I guess that's the word that a lay fan can use, but it was the same. It felt like the same thing over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah,
it's like, where is the innovation? Where is the schematic advantage that a lot of offenses have in the NFL these days? You don't see it. I see duo runs. Like, what's a duo? People don't know what a duo is. Duo is basically double team blocks at the point of attack towards the tight end. It's what we used to call power. But when we did it, you pull a fullback in there, you'd put a tight end in there, and you're running power, you're running damn power. You're pulling the guard, and you're getting 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And maybe if your running back is good enough, he's going to stick his foot in the ground if they over-pursue and go cut out the back door and go for 20 yards. That 95-yard touchdown I had against the Oakland Raiders, that was power, right? Duo is power without the power. And so the Giants just run duo. It's just downhill, get smashed, penetration. There's no movement because it's just two guys on one. You don't get movement at the point of attack. There is nowhere for the running back to go. Nowhere. And then you see other teams like the Jets. They run inside zone. They run sweeps. They run zone reads. I watched Saquon Barkley's first read. It was his first 16-yard run. It was one of the most unbelievably great design plays I've ever seen.
Mm.
It was a pitch out the back door, but the offensive lineman ran it like a screen.
Right.
So it was unbelievable. He had like two lead blockers 4 yards downfield. And it was, you let the defensive end go, and it was just like, man, that's not hard.
No, I get you.
And so I'm getting frustrated by watching mediocrity in play design, because you're not winning in the NFL if you don't do that. Right? There are two ways to have success in I guess both sides of the ball. But since we're talking offense, you can scheme your way to success, or you just have superior athletes, quarterbacks, wide receivers, etc. Think about Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry running downhill, or Josh Allen, to be perfect. He's just superior, right? So the scheme matters, but really he's gonna make a play.
Do you hear that sound? You guys hear that? Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Tiki's a time bomb. He is ready to unleash on this coaching staff.
I'm just getting frustrated by watching this. Like, the running backs don't have a chance. I love running backs. I love Tyrone Tracy.
Oh, sure. He had no chance yesterday.
Love him. Cam Scataboo, I think, is going to be amazing.
No shot yesterday.
Throw him out as a wide receiver. Just chuck him the ball. Get 6 yards. Run through two defenders. Almost three. It's just amazing. Blitz pick up on one of those downs early. Stoned the linebacker or the blitzing defender.
That was the highlight of the game.
I mean,
Cam Scataboo picking up the blitz.
Right.
So was the highlight of the game.
So reward the dude with a play that gives him a chance.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, and I get it. They didn't run a ton of plays. And so you really can't get that deep into your playbook. But man, it is so frustrating when there isn't something you stand for.
To answer our caller's point about week one and it always being ugly, here are your last three week one final scores: 40-0, 28-6, and 21-6. They have now gone three consecutive week ones under Brian Daboll. They've scored a combined 12 points in those three games.
Mm-hmm.
0 times have they gotten in the end zone. That's just where we are right now.
Yeah.
And that's how the seasons have now started the last couple of years.
Right. It puts so much pressure on week two. Even if it's not a must win in week two, you can't look inept.
WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Let's go to Angel in Brooklyn. What's up, Angel?
Hey, guys. I have a Giants thing, and I also have a Jets comment at the end.
Go ahead.
With the Giants play and the way Daniel Jones played against the Colts, is it more of a coaching issue than a quarterback issue?
Mm.
Also, with Russell Wilson being in other teams and averaging over 200 yards with every other team except, you know, what happened at that game? Or that's one thing I wanted to talk about with the Giants.
We'll get to your other one, and I'll answer this because I have an answer for you.
Okay, sure.
Well, he said, get to the other one, and then he'll answer your point. Do you have another point?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought the Giants would do better with a better QB, but it wasn't the case. As a matter of fact, I thought it would be the opposite. I thought the Giants would do better and the Colts would do worse with Jones, but that did not turn out the way it was.
Right.
And my Jets comment was that I think we have to see what they do against Buffalo in week two. I think that would be
but Angel, right. It all goes back to your first point. And as much as I am optimistic about the Jet offense after week one, it is 1 week.
Yeah.
And I've learned that lesson the hard way and the easy way before. So I think before you give the answer on Daniel Jones and even Russell Wilson, we do have to remind ourselves, as disgusted as a Giant fan is today, and you have every right to be, it is 1 week. Like, the declarative statement can't be Daniel Jones is about to become a star again,
right,
and Russell Wilson is completely washed. It's 1 week in the NFL, why I'm annoyed about the Jet loss, because I can't assume that the same thing's going to happen
yeah,
week two against Buffalo.
Yeah.